to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Hey, against that?
No!
Subscription service, because I'm going to subscribe to that.
Good.
And actually be a paying subscriber as soon as I can. I think I love on Tuesday nights, I absolutely love listening to you and Robbie.
I'm dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that really kills me is that I ask that question to people a lot. I ask them, why did they call the American Revolution the shot heard around the world? And most people don't know. They don't know. And it's like, where have you been?
Exactly. I mean, just sit and think about this. A bunch of crazy farmers and merchants being commanded by a guy who had never commanded a large army in his life, was a surveyor. They go and they get their squirrel guns and their muskets, some of them not even wearing shoes, and they take on the world's greatest army, the greatest army ever assembled up to that point in time, and they
them
on and they fight them head on and keep fighting till the British finally give up.
I know.
No, that's tenacious.
It's one of the best stories in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I just recently read a book called 1776 by David McCullough, and it chronicles that year of 1776 where they started with great high hopes, fight a couple battles against the British, and just get clobbered. And they go, and it gets Christmas time, and they're in their winter headquarters at Valley Forge. Washington hears that there's Hessians camped across the river. And they go over and take those Hessians out. And after that, for another month, I mean, they're winning battle after battle after battle, because they're literally scaring the British to death, because they're not doing this line them up tactic stuff. They're just going in and hitting them hard. And when, you know, when you use those type of tactics, you know, you're going to scare people. Somebody today, David Schuster, who fills in for Chris Matthews on Hardball, was on an interview today. And he said that the Ron Paul campaign was the Al Qaeda of the Republican Party. At first I took offense to that, and I got to thinking, well, you know what? He's right, because there's an awful lot of people afraid of us.
Yeah, they're afraid of us.
Yeah.
Because they realize that we're the remnant of the revolution, and we're coming back.
Yep.
We've had enough.
Yeah, that stuff still, you know, that rebel blood still pumps in our veins. You know, we just forgotten it. I mean, it's like a gene that's...
Call it rebel blood, man. I mean, it's the thirst for freedom and liberty.
Well, exactly,
Call it rebel blood, man. I mean, it's the thirst for freedom and liberty.
Well, exactly,
We want this government out of our lives and off our backs, period.
But I think what happened, Jim, is we got comfortable with the idea of freedom.
I know.
And we accepted that we were. And it's just like that. Everybody uses this analogy of the pot and the frog in the pot. You turn the heat up slowly, and finally the frog's goose is cooked. And that's kind of where we're at. And now people are starting to wake up and say, "Hey, this is not freedom. I want freedom." And it's like that. It's like that all over the world. You know, I've traveled to different countries around the world when I was a teenager. And the thing that I learned out of all that, Jim, is regardless of where people are at and who they are, what their color of skin is, their religion, whatever, they have the same wants, needs, and desires. They're just exactly like we are, and they all desire to be free people and happy.
Right. You know, I saw a video on one of the websites today, and it was there was a rally at a college down in South Carolina, and of course somebody that, you know, One of our independent reporters out there, citizen reporters out there, had his DV can up on him and started interviewing this elderly lady. And her mother had come from France and settled in North Carolina. And all her life she said that both her mother and father told her that, you know, love people from all nations because we're all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, be proud that you're an American, because this is where you live. But the people of the world, most of them are good people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just because they live somewhere different and might speak a different language doesn't mean that they're bad. And, it was a really refreshing to hear her talk and how...
And as you well know, they have a whole...
Getting involved, and she just absolutely adores Ron Paul.
Right.
Just adores him. Thinks he's the best thing that's come along in years. It's really a great video.
That's excellent. I'll try to find it and take a look at it. Well, what are your prospects tomorrow for South Carolina and Nevada?
Boy, well, Nevada, I'm worried about Nevada because all this junk that the state Republican Party out there has been doing. Changing all these. This is just, I don't even call this politics. I mean, these people, they're doing everything they can do to shut Ron Paul down.
Oh, yeah.
And
you've got the Republican chair over in Washoe County, which is the second biggest county in Nevada. I was reading this story earlier. She was predicting a Ron Paul win in the state. She said their organization is phenomenal here. And that makes you wonder, well, are all these changes to destroy that organization, or are these people just that stupid?
There's no question. I don't even question it anymore. And it's not so much, hey, I'm not saying that our fault, our New Hampshire results and our Michigan results. I don't say that those are, or in Iowa. I don't say that that's due to, some other thing. But it's quite clear. It is blatant that the media and the GOP is doing everything possible to cut Ron Paul out.
Oh yeah, in the Fox debate down in South Carolina, where Carl Cameron asked him the question about his electability, they cut it out of the replay.
I know
they cut that question out. I mean, because the reason is Ron Paul knocked it out of the park and made him look stupid.
And he did. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. Jim, if you want to hold on a minute.
Sure.
We'll talk some more on the other side. All right, this is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us tonight? The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to sleep. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
If you want to join us here on tonight's edition of the Midnight Rider. We're talking with Jim Palmisano up around Missouri Way, and we've also got Henry in Connecticut with us. Manny, can you join them together, and we'll invite Henry into the conversation.
Hello?
Henry, are you there? Hi,
yeah,
Henry.
Here. Yeah, but guess what, is it open line?
Technology and propaganda techniques, I believe personally, have increased probably 1,000-fold. Technology and propaganda techniques.
Robert Smith.
I'm saying what I'm saying because I'm doing a lot of investigation. She is so smooth. And I'm telling you, if she's reading a prompter, she is doing the best job ever of following a teleprompter. Her eyes, her head moves from left to right and up and down. Her eyes stay fixed on the camera. There's almost something of an ethereal nature to this video. I'm beginning to wonder if it's really Hillary or if it's a computer-generated image that's been edited and tweaked, even to the language and the intonation in her voice that Hillary is usually not able to put forth in her speech. You know, she uses phrases like if you'll stand with me for one night. Well, no, thank you, Hillary. You know, but there was actual some sexual intonations that I heard in her speech, and I'm just things that were said and the look on her face. There's something more to this video. I think it may have been manufactured over a computer. I don't even think that you're looking at Hillary.
Well,
so if you have the opportunity, check it out.
Yeah, let me tell you about something too, John, for you to check out while I got you on the line. You know, first off. As far as propaganda is concerned, all propaganda has so many different levels to it, and that kind of propaganda, you know, it generally appeals to the base level human emotions, as you were talking about, whether it be sex or whether it be, you know, for money, but just base human emotions. But there's a documentary film, John, called The Illuminati Part 2. It's by a guy named Chris Everard. I don't know if you can watch it for free online. You might look around, but the website is enigmatv.com. It's called The Illuminati Part 2. And in this film, John, they have outtakes of Bill Clinton doing commercial spots for different states. And, and so in between, they have these commercial shots, and they show Bill Clinton, and they're putting makeup on it. And I've got to tell you, it's exactly the same thing that you're describing with Hillary. Kind of the glassed-over look really looks like he's under complete and heavy mind control.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing, John, that, I mean, I have to go check that out because, you know, for me to have seen those clips and seen that, I mean, you're talking about something almost the identical to what we saw with Bill Clinton in the 90s through those clips, and now you're saying this with Hillary. You know, I mean, there's definitely got to be something there. We know she is the chosen one for the New World Order. So, you know, I don't think that's
well, this is coming, Josh, from someone that is, admittedly, okay, I truly believe that we're living in what the Bible calls the end times. I do believe in personal demonic possession. I do believe that it's possible. And to me, Hillary looked as though, if that was Hillary, and if I'm wrong and it was not a computer-generated image, if that was Hillary, she was under the control mentally, physically, and spiritually of someone other than Hillary Clinton. Now, that's as blunt as I can be. But there's some more things that I'm looking into, and eventually I think I'm going to try and put it in writing and blog it somewhere. But I appreciate your program.
I appreciate your call, John. Thanks a lot for calling in. We got to go take a
check
break.
Check the video out.
All right. Thank you, John. This is the Global Reality on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. 70365.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. If you'd like to join us on the program today, the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Don't forget to check out republicbroadcasting.org and all the great sponsors and information there. I got to tell you, the site is site's had a lot of new stuff added to it this week, and it's really coming along. So if you haven't been to the republicbroadcasting.org site in a while, definitely go and check that out. Lots of news stories up there and lots of good stuff. You know, before the break, we were talking to John in Tennessee. And one of the things that John in Tennessee was mentioning, besides the Hillary Clinton video there, was just the technological advancements that have been made and are essentially being used to propagandize, you know, not just the people of America, but, you know, people of the entire world. I mean, the technological advancements that have been made in the field of science and everything else are just unbelievable. And, you know, as usual, when this technology is put in the hands of the wrong people, essentially it's always used for bad. You know, so that leads me right into some of this other news that I wanted to get into, because we had a lot of technology news come out this week. And so there was quite a bit of that stuff I wanted to get into today. Here's an article from the UK Daily Mail. This came out on January the 3rd. Scientists create machine that knows what you were thinking. Scientists have developed a machine which is capable of reading our minds and revealing our most private thoughts. American researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh found that with the aid of a sophisticated scanner and computer program, they were able to determine how your brain lights up when thinking about different subjects. Using an advanced form of MRI scanner, they analyzed how the brain reached to 10 drawings and reacted to 10 drawings of tools and buildings. Then they used a computer program to work out whether a person was thinking about a tool or a building. The research analysis was found to be 97% accurate. But they went on to show that they could distinguish between two similar objects, such as two different tools, almost as successfully. This is the first time that the technique has been fine-tuned to distinguish between similar objects. The brain scan also showed many different brain regions are involved in processing information, even in the case of something as simple as a line drawing of a hammer. Thinking about how a hammer is used activated the areas involved in movement, while thinking about the shape of a hammer and what it is used for lit up other regions. Despite being limited to picking up the thoughts behind just 10 pictures, the researchers are confident that they will soon be able to identify entire sentences. One of the team, Dr. Svetlana Shrinkrava, said that we hope to progress to identifying the thoughts associated with not just pictures, but also with words and eventually sentences. The technique could also have medical applications, example, by providing insights into the conditions such as autism. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stop right there. Because, you know, think about that, folks. I mean, this, you have essentially have a piece of equipment here that's going to be able to not only tell you what an individual person is thinking, but also be able to distinguish individual items such as, exact characteristics of what they're looking at, what they're thinking, right down to a minute detail. And so when you think about things that they've already started to put in airports, under the guise of quote-unquote keeping you safe, when in reality it's for no other reason but keeping you a slave and keeping you tracked and traced. That's the thing. I mean, that's, you know, all of this stuff, folks, all this technology, all these lies, everything that you've been told, you know, everything that we're sold a bill of goods on to make us believe that they're keeping us safe from terrorists is essentially just another way for them to data mine information out of people. You got Sears and Kmart. This week they were exposed for putting a piece of spyware, getting customers to sign up for something that essentially looked like it was, some sort of good program for their computer. And essentially it's been exposed as a piece of spyware that catalogs everything a person does on the computer and puts that into a file. I mean, Google has been doing that, since their advent of their Gmail, and anytime you use one of these free online services where you go, MySpace or any of those, or Gmail, any of those free email, well, if you read the fine print, and most people don't because it's so long, you just click I accept and you want to get on with it, And but if you read the fine print, in that fine print, they tell you that they have the right under the free service and your user agreement that they can data mine your information. They can use it to sell you, you know, market-specific ads or person-specific ads. That's what they do. That's what all this spyware and all this crap that you get on your computer, that's what this is from, and that's what it's for. It's because it's to data mine and collect information on you so that it can be sold as marketing so they know what products you are more likely going to buy. But see, folks, that's even antiquated technology at this point. They're moving past that. DARPA is now currently working on a system where they'll be able to monitor everything a person does at every moment of the day in real time through a cybernetic interface. And then you've got Microsoft coming out saying they have a program now. They'll be able to download a person's entire brain, their dreams, their memories, everything into a computer. I mean, this is absolutely Orwellian, scary technology, folks. And if you think for a second that these programs are going to be used in the applications for anything other, you know, than what they were intended for, you got another thing coming. I mean, they're going to be used for everything. And again, you know, when you think about what they've put in the airports with the machines that are able to tell if someone's in a bad mood or a good mood, they actually have had those. They actually put those into service in some airports. I actually believe they put one here in Dallas at the DFW airport where I live. And, you know, again, I mean, all this stuff is done under the guise of keeping you safe, but in reality, it's just for them to have an excuse to be more intrusive. And so we've got a lot of technology news and a lot of stuff to talk about. But, I mean, imagine the ramifications of a machine that's able to tell exactly what you're thinking in real time. I mean, these hooked into AI supercomputers, folks, would have the ability to be able to scan thousands of people per second and collate all that data into a computer and store it away for safekeeping. I mean, look, you know, we're to the point now where we're beyond the storage capacity. The NSA in 1997 already had the storage capacity to record all the phone calls, all electronic transmissions, and store them away for an indefinite amount of time. And this is even before, you know, I mean, we just now commercially got terabyte drives, which are over 1,000 gigs. You know, I mean, I remember a couple of months ago, I got a 500-gig hard drive for my computer. I thought that was huge. You know, I mean, that's antiquated at this point, folks. You know, ever since the NSA got the larger hard drive capacity in 1997, is when they installed the snooping hubs. They're in all the major phone companies, and if you go to a major phone company or you work in one, there are sections of the building you cannot get in without proper identification and without a security clearance. Because, again, these are NSA snooping hubs they put in, and they do it under the guise of of monitoring Al-Qaeda and monitoring transmissions coming in. But, again, it's just to track and trace the American citizen because, folks, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Look, the last thing standing in the way of the global crime syndicate taking over are the people of the United States of America. We are the last vestige of sovereignty left, folks, that stands in the way of their plan for global domination. We're it. So they do everything that they do is crafted under the guise of destroying and tearing down the Constitution. And that's one of the most frustrating things to me is that, you know, it's hard enough to get people to wake up to real information and get them out of the brain dead zombie mode that the idiot box in the corner of the room has conditioned them into being. But, you know, it's also a completely different thing to think to try to get these people to understand what their rights are. I mean, that's the problem too. You know, you tell someone that their rights are being violated, and some of them don't even know what their rights are. And I got to tell you, you know, when I go out and that's one of the things I do besides just doing a radio show. I do a radio show 6 days a week. I'm also a documentary filmmaker. I made my first film a few months ago. It was released in August of 2007. You can check that out at newworldrisingmovie.com. But, you know, one of the things I also like to do is actually go out and actually talk to people and actually communicate with real people and find out if they know what real issues are and attempt to maybe give them some information and put some information in their hands that they didn't already have before they met me. And so one of the things that I got to tell you, it's not very heartening, folks. Isn't it? I mean, if you're one of these people that, you know, sits behind a computer and does research all the time like I do, I tell you what, go out sometime and try to talk to people. I mean, you want to get a gauge and want to get a finger on the pulse of America and really understand how bad off we are at this point in the game, go out and actually talk to people. Go out and actually try to, get some people's, understanding and reaction on issues, and it's bad. Because if they don't know, they just don't care a lot of times. Their only real force of argument is to just regurgitate back to you what the mainstream-controlled media has told them. That's the thing. How can you expect to have an argument with someone when you're just regurgitating stuff that the propaganda news channel has told you? And again, that's over and over and over. And that's one of the things that you see also, going back to Ron Paul, when you talked about, at least for me, my experience has been that when I go and try to talk to people about Ron Paul that don't necessarily know about Ron Paul or haven't been supporting him, their reaction is always, well, I like him, but he wants to shut down the military bases. So what they do is they just parrot exactly what they heard Sean Hannity say. That's their only basis for arguing when they come back. It's like, can you have a thought of your own, please? Is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask for you to have a thought of your own and to actually have discernment? And that's the thing. Look at Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee came out of nowhere. And again, he was he is the chosen candidate by the Council for National Policy, the hardcore evangelical right secretive group that meets three times a year, much like the Bilderberg group meets. And, Huckabee basically had no support. Out of nowhere, he tried to have a little money bomb a week ago, to copy Ron Paul, try to raise some money. He raised $95,000. That was the most he could muster up. And again, no support on the ground. Rudy Giuliani had more visible support than Mike Huckabee did. But see, he was the chosen candidate for the evangelical right. And see, now he is going to end up single-handedly being the biggest obstacle in the Ron Paul campaign to overcome because his intention for being in there is because they have to have somebody that's going to take the evangelical vote here in the South where I live and be their main competitor against Hillary Clinton. I've been saying for years it was going to be Hillary Clinton and Bill Richardson as the vice president, with Bill Richardson, really running the show. That's a guy that a lot of people don't pay attention to, but he's a Bilderberg group member. He was a keynote speaker at Bohemian Grove, I believe last year or the year before. This is a guy that they've been bringing up in the ranks and somebody that they very much have their eye on. So, I can tell you within all certainty, ladies and gentlemen, if Hillary Clinton gets the Democratic nomination, she ends up winning president, she is going to take Bill Richardson on as her vice president. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But again, if you'd like to join us on the program, today, if you had something you'd like to add to the record or specific news I'd like to talk about, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. And we are live here. This is not a rebroadcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to us at 7:46 a.m. Central Standard Time or 8:46 Eastern Time on this Saturday morning, we are live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, really looking at what we're moving into and looking at what our realistic chances are of really trying to make a change. You have these people trying to sell us the myth of global warming, trying to get us to get on board with a global carbon tax. And again, it's just about keeping us in bondage and keeping us about being slaves. We know that since the Clinton era in the 90s, that China has been the model for what they're trying to move the United States towards. And it's interesting to know, as last week we were talking about chemtrails, and it's interesting to note that China is the only country on the earth that has zero chemtrail activity. But they don't have any at all, folks. And they have more women in the Chinese military than there are people in the United States. And so, you start looking at what they allow China to get away with. And here's an article that came across this week and says, China's pledge to use even more coal. It's the first ever government white paper that lays out an energy strategy and expectations. China has pledged to continue to rely on coal for the foreseeable future. You see, so while the rest of us and the rest of the world are having to restrict and change, and oh, we got to have a global carbon tax, and oh, you know, you got to offset carbon footprint, and the fear-mongering, the scare tactics, and the Al Gore crap. Meanwhile, while we're having to pay the price for that, well, we know there are clean energies, seven ways to Sunday, that the military-industrial complex refuses to let us have, because then what does that do? It becomes a complete threat to the petrochemical and oil industry. And so, you know, it just, I mean, what does it say when you have China? China, who is just allowed to just, you know, use as much renewable resources as they want, dump toxic chemicals into the sky, spew toxic waste, anything they want. But the rest of us, the slaves, have to be restricted and trying to sell us a global carbon tax. I mean, look, that's the thing that people have to start understanding, is people have to start getting together and making lists and printing out the documents and getting this stuff ready to show people what Hillary Clinton wants to bring in if she gets elected. The socialized medicine, you know, just bigger, way, 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 more government, bigger, bigger, bigger. Taking care of you from cradle to grave. The, you know, selling you a phony carbon tax, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down the line. I'm telling you, folks, I mean, if you thought what we've been living under here during the Bush regime was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet if Hillary Clinton gets elected. I mean, it's going to get absolutely ugly. And again, you know, I mean, we know what, about Bill Clinton selling off our infrastructure and giving weapons systems to China in the 1990s. I mean, they've been their preferred nation. And they're what they're trying to move us towards. You know, the American middle class is the biggest threat to these New World Order elites and their power structure. And, you know, you had oil topping out at $100 a barrel this week. You had the price of gold hitting all-time highs this week. And again, you know, we're in the first week of 2008 here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we just now finished the first week of 2008. And the amount of ramping up and the amount of just things that's coming down the pipe already is absolutely amazing. So let's take another break, come back, get into some more news here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sometime now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. Call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuning into the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad each and every one of you could be here with us today. And before the break, I was just discussing, just everything around us and the enslavement grid that's being put around us. And we've got more news stories and technology stories and just sheer police state, et cetera, type of stories we're going to get into in the second hour. But let's go to the phone lines right now. I'm told that we have a call. So let's go to John in Connecticut.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off subject here to the chemtrail issue a little bit. I spoke to you last week and I really enjoyed your show. I'm just reading a book here, was Critical Issues in Weather Modification, was by the National Academy of Sciences. And something I noticed yesterday, which I hadn't come across before, one of the compounds it says they use in the tracers, if these chemicals we see being sprayed may be known as tracers, I don't know that for sure, but the compound was known as SF with a small 6. Have you any idea what that might be?
SF6? No. Let me see. So SF6, it's a compound.
They said it's an inert compound, but I don't know about that.
It's a sulfur hexafluoride.
Sulfur hexafluoride.
And let me see. Let me tell you what it's used for. It's an inorganic compound. Colorless, odorless, and non-toxic and non-flammable. It has an octahedral geometry consisting of 6 fluorine atoms. Let's see. Applications. It's used in the electrical industry. It has a casting of magnesium. And that's pretty interesting because I know magnesium is found quite a bit in chemtrail analysis. So
right.
I'll have to look further into that. But, yeah, it basically says it's used in the electrical industry, and it's used in insulated switch gears. So, I mean, the fact that, it doesn't really surprise that be being found.
Wow. Well, anyway, on a quick update, the chemtrails in this area, on the January 3rd, we had the clearest day I've seen in about a year. And then yesterday, it was obscene what they did to the sky around here. And this morning, we've had sun up about an hour and a half ago, and already it's almost getting dark. It's completely obliterated our sky. At this stage of the morning, sun down already. It's just sad to see the state of affairs over Connecticut here. So I just thought I'd just let people know what's going on up here.
All right. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, that's pretty interesting. I think John was the guy that called in last week and gave me the K. Bailey Hutchison bill. And one of the things that I talked about, because you see so much propaganda concerning the chemtrail issue, and there's so many, people say, oh, is it this, is it that? Look, anything that these globalists do doesn't get put into action unless it has a cross-benefit analysis. Ran on any business, runs a cross-benefit analysis where they know how much it's going to cost and how many different aims they're going to achieve with it. So when you talk about chemtrail issue, just weather modification and just this and that is not the, it's not just one thing. I mean, heck, you've got them saying in high school textbooks, in school textbooks now, talking about chemtrail spraying. and propagandizing children and saying that, oh, it's for a shield to keep us from global warming. And I just found out something very interesting about this compound that John called in about, and I'm going to tell you about it when we come on back on the other side of the break here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.